Hey everybody, welcome back to The Hope Dealer. I am your host, Ari Rose. I have to say, shout out to all of you who literally continue to check out the podcast, continue to support me on all of my endeavors. I am so grateful for all of you that listen. I just had like this weird moment this morning, almost like a full circle moment. I want to talk about full circle moments in a second, but I have to open this with this statement that this morning, out of nowhere, so I go into my brand new iPhone and I see, you know, I have like the app where I can check the back end of my podcast. And I thought, wow, I haven't checked in on the back end. And just sitting here, I just clicked on it. And I realized that there were so many of you that literally searched and listened to this podcast in the last 30 days. And I have not recorded a podcast in almost a year. It is so crazy. And to be honest with you, the last 2 weeks, I've been thinking about the podcast. I've probably thought about the podcast maybe 5-6 times. I can't even make this up. And as you know me, I'm very big on faith. I'm very big on energy. I'm very big on going with the flow and, you know, listening to what spirit tells me and what God guides me to do. And when I saw that, I thought, okay, God, are you trying to tell me to jump back into podcast? And I'm not sure if you've been keeping up with me on my social media, but if you haven't, a lot of amazing, crazy things have happened in my life in like the last, I would say honestly, like 90 days have been a whoa, what is going on in my life? It's like an abundance of blessings. It's an overwhelming sensation of gratitude. And so, you know, I'm back on the radio. I'm on the radio in 29 markets with the Baker Boys and, you know, more speaking engagements and endorsements and just all of this good stuff that's just like literally pouring back into me because I feel like I have refound myself. If you've been following my podcast for a few years, you know, I was broken for a while, like when I moved to LA and leaving my family. And, you know, I talk about all this in my podcast. And so to just kind of have a full circle moment where I am back to doing what I was doing before I left the Bay Area for LA, to being able to do it on a larger platform before a larger audience, in a different setting, on a higher, you know, in a higher setting, it's just been insane. And I literally wake up every day just being so, so, so thankful. And not like I wasn't thankful before, but it's just seeing like how good God really is and just how good life can get when you trust. And so, you know, I'm back into this full circle moment of Ari Rose thriving on, you know, every level that she kind of was before, on the entrepreneur side, the radio side, etc., you know, speaking side. And so I think that's where maybe I started thinking about doing this podcast again, or just kind of like picking up. But I didn't want to do it because I don't want to just like do one and then disappear. And then I thought, I mean, even if I did that, you know, this is really my space where I kind of just go on a rant and talk about it. But it's been kind of pulling at my heart, and something's telling me that I need to be obedient on this. And I'm praying that I'm right, and I have a feeling I will be right. And I might not know why God is asking me to start this podcast again. There might be one person that's listening to this that really needs this podcast that can change their life. It can be this one person who's listening to it right now, who's waiting for that confirmation, who's been having the signs to move their feet and are just not comfortable to move their feet, or still scared to move their feet, or maybe just uncomfortable with really embracing what's next, or uncomfortable with change. I don't know exactly why God is putting this back in my heart, but I am with it and I am so excited to jump back into it, because honey, if there's one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to be obedient in all times. I'm a big believer that you can't just pray and ask for things, and then when God forces you to embrace change, to embrace uncertainty, to do things that you're afraid of, you can't just say, oh, well, I want A, but I don't want to do B. That's not how it works. There's levels to growth. There's levels to achieving blessings. There's levels to new heights. And we all have to put the work in. We have to go through uncomfortable moments. We have to go through seasons of lessons. We have to go through, just putting the groundwork in. It's like, you know, God is just not a genie, right? You don't just rub it and he's like, hey, what can I do for you today? And you're just like, oh, I want $1 million. That's not how it works. He's not just going to give you the million. You have to put the work in. You have to create the discipline in your mind to have that entrepreneur mindset. You have to create good habits. You have to cut off people that can't go higher with you, those people that don't know how to elevate, those people that just keep you to the ground. You know, you have to really reinvent yourself and recreate yourself to level up to the person who you really want to become. And if you really want to become that, then your habits and the work that you put in and the sacrifices you make are going to reflect whether you really want it or not. So for those of you that are listening right now and possibly want change and probably want to level up and want to do better and know they deserve better, you know, change has to start within you. It starts with your environment. It starts with your habits. It starts with your belief. It starts with your discipline. And, you know, maybe this is why I'm called to bring back this podcast. Maybe it's to really just show everyone the steps that I'm taking to create wealth, the steps that I'm taking to elevate personally. I've grown so much in the last 5 years, like so much, and I'm so proud of my growth. And let me tell you, it definitely has not been easy. I have struggled a good percentage of the way in this process of growing and healing and developing and evolving, but I love the challenge. I love the challenge. And when it gets hard, you know, I love that I stay focused and I stay disciplined. And, you know, I literally right now just pressed record, but as I'm talking, it's like coming to me so clear about what are the topics that I need to be talking about on here. I literally jumped on to say hello and let you guys know that, you know, I posted today and about my experience, about how I feel like I'm being called, and the amount of listeners that literally searched for this podcast in the last 30 days. And I said, what do you guys think? And I literally had all these responses immediately saying, can't wait, bring it back, excited, we need more of this. And so I jumped on, because that to me was double confirmation. You know, the first confirmation was logging in on the back end out of nowhere, not even thinking about it. And the second was the confirmation of the people who follow me, the people who listen, the listeners. And so I want to give this back, because I do believe that my testimony, my message, my hardships, my growth, my success, that is something that God has me going through so that I can share and I can pour and I can uplift and I can direct. And like I always say, it's more about impact than influence. You know, I think in a society right now where we have so many influencers, it's important to use your audience for the greater good and to show and create an impact of positivity and love, and you know, that we literally can create any life that we want, any life that we dream of, but it's all up to us. And so coming back on this season of Unexpected Hope Dealer. Look, I'm going to keep it raw and real, and you guys know this. I'm always 1,000% raw and real. And that's why I've always loved this podcast for that. But on this season, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about growth. I want to talk about the journey. I want to talk about why discipline is so important. I want to talk about why boundaries are so important, how we create those boundaries, what those look like, what they feel like, how to get comfortable with them. There's just so many avenues. And I think a lot of this stuff people aren't talking about and putting it out there, you know? So I'm going to step up to the plate and I'm going to speak on all these things that we as a society need to know so that we can create the best positive impact on our lives. And yes, you guys just heard a phone call coming in. Anyways, guys, I love you all. Until next time, God bless.